In the Senate, it was a budget amendment vote, so it's not binding, to repeal estate taxes. There were 54 senators, so that's more than half, that voted for that provision. On the House side, the Ways and Means Committee held a hearing on estate tax repeal, and last week they voted a bill out of their committee,
which the full House is expected to vote on once lawmakers return from their spring break. But Wolf says votes this year are really a setup for a more comprehensive tax reform after the next presidential election.
We know that the president will not sign a repeal bill. We also know that Congress is gearing up for fundamental tax reform after the next presidential election. So everything that's happening now cues up for that.
And the better the votes now, Wolf says, the better the chances a state tax repeal will show up in a sweeping tax bill. And another boost for repeal is the dramatic rise in land values over the last 10 years.
And we know that even the last year that's on record, which would be 2013 to 2014, average cropland values went up over 7%. So what that means is that the $5 million per person, $10 million per couple exemption that we have is being eroded by the increases in land prices.
And even with the adjusted higher exemption amounts in recent years, farm assets still end up being sold off in many cases to pay the estate taxes. So there may be a new momentum in Congress behind legislation to repeal the estate tax.